Hello, and welcome back to Thornvale. As always, I'm excited to get started. I think this arc's going to be really interesting. But before we get started, I do want to invite everyone to come join us over on The Actual Place. That is our favorite place to be. We have so much fun there, and we love talking to people about different shows. We've had some more people come in for all the different shows that we love. I think we should have some other shows soon that should be showing up. Awesome.
Ha. Andrew missed the pun.
I was trying to clear notifications.
Whoa.
You missed your wife make a pun.
What did you say?
To be fair, it was unintentional. I said there are big new shows that are showing up. Anyways, puns aside, we also have a Patreon. So if you can't get enough of our voices, the Patreon is there for you. It has some extra bonus content for you, including Andrew's awesome Dungeon World show. We highly recommend it. Things are going interestingly recently, but I'll say no more about that. And if you cannot financially support us, that is totally okay. We will always have free content for you, but we would appreciate it if you could maybe leave us a review somewhere. That would be awesome. And with that, let's go ahead and get back into it and talk about what happened last time on Thornvale.
So, I'm pretty sure I'm going crazy. Like, there's no other explanation, right? I get this call from this lady who claims to be my mom. I told her it was a wrong number. She was very insistent, so I passed off the phone to the kid. And, I don't know, some fish boy came over and started showing me his rocks and oysters. So, I don't know, I just looked at the rocks. What else was I supposed to do? May as well enjoy the hallucination, right? So I sat there for a while, and the other tall blonde guy, he told me about like who they are and who I am and how we know each other and magic and all that kind of stuff while we waited for Elise and apparently someone who is supposed to be my boyfriend to show up. That's an interesting development. Anyways, Elise basically told me I could trust them, so I finally agreed to go down so that they could patch me up with some magic. And then, after they did some looking around in my brain, I guess, they found out that all my memories are still there, just like blocked somehow, and apparently an alternate version of the kid is the one that did it. So that's interesting, I guess. I don't really know what that means. Anyway, they asked me if I'd come along with them to break into the Order to steal something. So yeah, that's the thing that's about to happen.
Alrighty, so we are getting back into it. You guys are about to head out to the airport to head to Atlanta. But before we do, I know Bjorn wanted to have a quick conversation with Miguel and Stanley. So, yep. Bjorn, what did you want to talk about?
Yeah, so I think Bjorn, as we're like gathering anything we need from the fort, as we're kind of preparing to head out. I mean, we probably book flights from the fort really quick. Bjorn, make sure there's enough time for him to get back to his place and grab anything he needs before they head over to the mainland to get to the airport. And after we kind of do that, you know, we're still hanging around the fort while Henry gets back or whatever, and he just goes up to the two of them and he just says, "Hey, you guys think you could help out with a lot of the cleanup on this one, at least remotely?"
And Stanley kind of leans forward and says,
"What do you mean cleanup?"
"Well, I mean, there's still that plant," and Bjorn's remembering back to the events that happened there that he still hasn't really been able to process and talk to anybody about. He's probably just going to shove that down and never talk about it again, honestly. Like, it just never really felt right to bring up with Sammy losing all of her memories.
Oh,
the last thing he needs to do is bring that up. So,
yeah.
He kind of maybe gets a little bit of a glassy look, but then he just says, that big plant still needs to get completely removed. I plan to give Hunter a brief kind of pre-report because I'm not going to have time to make my normal one this time around, at least not right away. So they might help with that, but I figure beyond the plant, I mean, the Blackout Society is probably going to be asking a bunch of questions since we just made all of them leave and seemingly nothing happened. I don't know. I just feel like there's a lot going on. And really, I actually can't believe I almost forgot about this. More importantly, I mean, is there anything you can do about people teleporting into the fort, Miguel? I mean, that's a huge problem that I don't really feel comfortable leaving without getting resolved. But I don't think we have time.
I can look into it, but I'm still trying to research that teleporter that we have, if that's what that thing is that we took off of Elise. I'm still looking into it. I still don't know exactly how it works, so I'm not entirely certain how to combat it.
Is there any way to extend the wards that you already have on this place? I know that's for rift magic, but is there anything
you can
do?
I can't extend the wards if I don't know how to. I can't just put a blanket no magic on this area.
Is there any way to cancel out? I guess there's no guarantee it's our magic, so never mind.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do we need to move the stones? Do we need to hide them somewhere?
Stones. I'll keep them on me for now, just to have them protected, I guess, as much as we can.
All right. Well, we'll hopefully make this quick. You know, not too long of a trip, because now is really not the time to be away, but it's also our only chance.
I'll look around town, make sure things are buttoned up there.
Thanks, Stanley.
As much as I can.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. All right. Is that good to go?
Yeah, that's it. You just wanted to bring up the idea of what do we do about somebody teleporting into the fort, you know? Kind of a big problem to have.
That is, in fact, a problem.
I really don't want to have to say, let's move out of the fort. We just got it back, like, barely partway, like, I think just over halfway through the last season, so.
Yeah.
But right now it's compromised.
Alrighty, so, I mean, there's really no particular guarantee they can not just come get you anywhere, so.
Yeah, but see, they know that we're at the fort. If we're just in random places, how do they know where we are, you know? Like, they know about the fort, so they could just go there. But if we're somewhere they don't know about, then that's safer in a way.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyways, you guys are getting ready to go on a plane ride to Atlanta, Georgia. Who all is going with you guys? Are you going to bring Oliver along?
Oh, Sammy's still scared of planes because she's never flown.
Sammy is still scared of planes.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, poor Sammy.
I mean, I don't think that Bjorn would be on board with planning to bring Oliver with for something like assaulting a Secret Order's base.
Okay. He would want to go because, you know,
Sammy would want to, Secret Order. Even in her current state.
Yeah, probably a little awkward.
I think it might just be the three of us.
The trouble trio.
That works then. Something like that.
How do we convince him to stay? Or does he just go with it?
Oliver will stay behind if you guys don't, like, invite him to come along. But he'll be salty about it.
I don't think we do.
And I mean, like, he's clearly worried about Sammy. Like, she doesn't remember him, and that's kind of sad.
I'm sorry.
Not your fault.
I know, but I still feel guilty.
So yeah, all right, then you guys head on a plane, and Sammy is clearly, obviously terrified about being on a plane.
I think Henry will just have a moment where he says to her, "It'll be all right. I've flown more than a few times. It's not as bad as you might think it is."
Sammy is still unsure. I don't think she says anything except grip the seat a little bit harder.
Well, it doesn't take you guys too long. You guys head out to the mainland, you get on your plane, and with not a ton of time, because Florida to Georgia is not a huge flight, you guys arrive at Atlanta and meet up with Sammy's mom, who she doesn't remember. And she's waiting for you guys at your, like, baggage claim or whatever. Does anyone say anything?
No, I think Sammy's a bit shocked, and, you know, they tell her this is her mom, but obviously she's never met her before, so, yeah.
I think as you're having that conversation, I think Helena's gonna kind of look at Bjorn and say, is this permanent, or...
We don't think so. She's remembered Miguel, but only Miguel. So, and that was just from, I guess, an interaction with him. So I think that certain things are starting to trigger memories to come back, but in bits and pieces.
Okay. Well, we'll try to figure this out, I guess.
We're pretty sure that it's definitely a different type of magic or spell than what we normally use to remove memories, so fairly confident it's not permanent.
Okay.
Something odd happened. She was on guard duty and something somehow.
You guys know I'm right here, right?
Sorry. Do you want to explain?
No, it's fine. Just I can't hear you.
Yes. All right. Well, we'll not worry about that for now. Let's head back to where I'm staying and we could start planning.
Okay.
All right. So she has a car available for you guys, and she tells you to go ahead and get in the back, throw your stuff in the trunk, all that jazz. And she drives you through downtown Atlanta traffic. It takes a
Great.
While.
Can I tell a somewhat related aside story?
Sure.
I just figure people will get a kick out of it.
Okay.
So I don't want to be blaspheming against Atlanta because I don't know anything about it. This could just be an isolated case. But I had a funny story from my boss at work who went on a recruiting trip to Atlanta last week. Yeah, it was last week he went on a recruiting trip to Atlanta. And he gets back from the trip and he's telling us this story. And he's just like, yeah, so I witnessed an attempted carjacking in Atlanta and it was really weird and I was kind of worried, and we're like, you know, asking what's going on, and he's like, yeah, so they set at this red light and the Jeep in front of me, all of a sudden these like three people like jump up on the outside of the Jeep, are like pounding on the windows and like trying the handles and like shaking the car and stuff. And you know, I tried to give it like my boss, like he's kind of like hamming up the story a little bit, you know, like I think that he like meant it seriously, but also not seriously, like how he kind of described it. He's like, yeah, like I wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt. Like maybe they're just like a bunch of friends who are like playing a stupid prank on their, you know, another one of their friends or something. So yeah, that's happening. And then the, you know, the whole time I'm sitting there just like, you know, I'm in a rental car. Like I don't know where my locks are, you know, like he's like kind of freaking out. And then the light turns green and the Jeep speeds off and like two of the people jump off of the Jeep. And the third one is still on the, like, the runners, like, banging on the window and, like, trying to, like, shake the handle still. And this car is, like, speeding off and, like, keeps the guy on there for, like, a good block before he also jumps off. And the first two are still, like, running, sprinting down the road after the car as this is happening, too. So my boss is, like, following behind but not trying to pass because he doesn't want to, like, get involved in, like, a traffic accident. But what happens is once the people, like, get off and the car gets away, he does finally make his pass, and he sees he's just like this old man in the driver's seat, and there's a bunch of young people, and he's like, "Yep, they definitely don't know each other, like not friends."
Oh boy!
So yeah, that
well,
happened.
Well, thankfully, no one tries to carjack you.
Sorry, that's where my brain
that's
went.
Good.
No, it's all right. I think it's kind of funny. But yeah, no one tries to carjack you. You guys arrive at a hotel in downtown, and Helena brings you guys inside.
You know, Helena's also in Georgia.
Yes, that's Helen.
Oh,
you're thinking
Helen.
Of Helen.
Oh, okay.
Helen is that little town that...
German.
Yeah, the little German town in Georgia. It's a cool place. Anyways, so you guys arrive in where Helena's current place is.
Her current... is hideout the right word, or is this...
Sure, why not?
Nice.
And she takes you up, and as she's like riding in the elevator, she says, look, this is going to sound weird, but I need you to go with whatever's happening when we get into the room and just act like it's normal.
Gosh.
And she says this as she walks out of the elevator and down towards her room.
Is there anything else we need to know to be prepared, or?
Just follow my lead. I can explain later. And she pulls out a key card and enters the room. And as she enters the room, there is a guy sitting in there who just lights up when he sees her. And he says, you're back. I'm so glad. And he gets up and he gives her a hug and a kiss on the cheek.
Okay.
Sarah stares. Trying not to let her mouth drop open.
Well, she doesn't, you know, this isn't her mom in her brain. So, you know, at least she's spared that confusion.
Yeah. But still, like, you guys are telling her this is her mom.
Right,
and
yeah, that's
now
true.
She's seeing
yeah.
her mom kiss another man, so.
And she kind of wraps her arm around his waist and turns towards you guys and says, "This is Tobias. Tobias, these are my friends."
"Hi, Tobias. It's nice to meet you."
"Yeah, it's nice to meet you too."
Henry raises a hand and then drops it very mechanically.
Hi.
And Helena just kind of gives you a sort of mechanical, gives everyone sort of a mechanical smile and says, "Tobias is going to help us with what we're doing tomorrow."
"Oh, well, it's nice of you to help out there, Tobias."
"It's my pleasure." And he gives you just kind of a dopey smile.
"Does he have an order tattoo?"
"Yes, he has an order tattoo."
"Oh my.
Ooh. Okay.
On his neck, unburnt."
"Okay."
Sammy starts sweating.
Henry immediately clocks the tattoo, but is beginning to understand.
Bjorn was told that he had to just go with it. So he's just like, "So how'd you two meet?"
And you see Tobias's face kind of frown for a second. And then Helena says, "Oh, we met at a coffee shop. He paid for my drink." And then you see Tobias's face light back up again. He's like, "Yeah."
"Oh, that's nice."
"Yeah." Mm-hmm. And then she says, "Tobias, honey, why don't you go sit down?" And he turns around and goes and sits back down where he was sitting before, in front of a television that is not on.
Yeah, this is definitely magic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Or he just has a weird fascination with TV screens that aren't on.
I mean, maybe.
And Helena gives you guys kind of a slightly nervous smile and then gestures for you to follow her.
Okay.
And she takes you into, this is kind of a suite situation she's got on here. So she takes you into the room next door. And on one of the beds, there's two different like queen size beds. And one of the beds is covered in stuff. Different diagrams and other things, papers and whatnot.
Henry is definitely going to step up to try to take a look.
Yeah, Henry, you take a look. And it looks like there are several different papers that tell you, like, there are notes on guard rotations and there are notes on the number of different people that will be there. And there is a large map of the location where you guys are going. And if you guys want to go to Roll 20, I will show it to you.
Oh,
oh my.
We haven't had a map in Thornvale in a long time.
I can't get on Roll 20 because my internet's broken.
Well, no worries. I will try to explain it. The map is a series of sort of interconnected rooms. There's an elevator sort of at the north top end of the map and a small area that is just labeled as reception. And then there's a very long hallway. As you go into this hallway, off to the right, there is a room labeled mess hall and then another longish hallway to where there is a male and female dorm section. And then down the long hallway, you get to the far end where there are two adjacent hallways and both say arcane storage on it. And Helena just kind of gestures towards that. And she says, "That is where the Order keeps their toys." Sammy, this looks vaguely familiar to you.
Oh.
I will let you decide if you've ever been here before.
I feel like everyone comes here at least once as part of the, like, initiation.
Yeah,
so
I think I've
at least been here once.
There's probably like a sort of like a maybe like a 2 week period of like training that you go through where you get your tattoo and all that jazz.
Yeah.
So you've probably definitely been here. You would know, I think, that this isn't all of it, but this is kind of like the bottom floor. There's also like a higher floor where there's like a training ground and all that jazz. But this is the important part that you're supposed to look at.
Okay.
That's good, because I was about to make a joke about how there is, you know... Oh, well, at least there's a distinct lack of a ritual chamber.
But... you don't know.
You're not wrong.
There's no pits where they feed their prisoners to some weird dark beast or
That's
anything.
On the next floor.
I think Bjorn is also kind of looking over everything, too, and he sees the diagram of this kind of map. And he just says, "So what we're trying to do is go into one of these arcane storage rooms. Is there a particular one that you know about, or is that part of what we need to figure out?"
"I'm not entirely sure which one has the object we're looking for."
"Which
is the object?
What exactly?"
And she points to a picture with a like a reference number at the top of it, which looks like it probably came from where this place is. But the reference number has been like grayed out, so you can't see what it is, except for the last like four digits of it. And
what
she says,
digits?
"What?
What are the digits?
2, 4, 1, 6.
Okay, so it's a numeric code.
Yeah, it's a numeric code.
2, 1, 4, 6.
And the object looks like it is a small green stone with a hole in the middle of it. It looks like it's maybe made out of like malachite or something like that.
Hmm.
And she points at it and picks it up and kind of passes it around and says, "This is a witch stone. It is an ancient method of basically decoding witch writings."
I actually know what this is. I actually know what something is. I used this in the Tomb of the Giant, witch stones.
You did, yeah.
Oh,
it
yeah.
Works similarly.
Yep.
This will allow us to read the book we need to fix the kid without killing us or activating some kind of magic we don't want to.
Much preferred. Yeah.
Wait, how did you get all this information? Like, who's your source? How do we even know this is accurate?
And she kind of stares at Sammy for a moment, trying to think of like, oh, how much do I have to explain? You know? And she says,
all of it.
Sammy, my job for a while has been finding and procuring magical things. I have a lot of sources. And then there's Tobias out there. He's been very helpful. He drew the map.
How do you know they didn't plan for this and specifically sent someone out for you to find?
I handpicked Tobias myself after doing a lot of research. I'm pretty sure he's the one we need for the job.
Pretty sure.
It's hard to be 100%.
We need to be as close to 100 as we can get for something like this.
It's about as close to 100% as we can get for the situation. Don't worry, I am very good at my job.
What exactly is his role in this? Is there anything beyond just giving us the map?
He's a security officer. We are going to need his biometrics.
Ah, I see.
He should be able to walk us right in.
This is going to be like when Harry, Ron, and Hermione break into the Ministry of Magic.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think Bjorn just says, seems the obvious hurdle is how we explain the four of us tagging along. Do you already have any ideas for that, or is that something that we're going to help come up with?
I have some forged papers that should help us. But if not, I'm going to need your other magical abilities, shall we say.
I think you're forgetting about something. And she gestures up to her neck, which is scarred over.
Yes, we can. I might have something that should work for that.
Some kind of glamour or something, maybe?
Something like that, yes. It'll only last for a little while, but it should be enough to get us through. And we'll all probably need one.
Yeah, definitely don't want to have to get a real one as a cover, because that would be, I don't know what that would entail or how well that would work.
Yes. And she opens up, from the other bed, there's sitting like a suitcase, and she opens up the suitcase, and inside she pulls out a tube of what looks like lipstick almost.
Okay.
And she pulls off the end of it, and you can see there is a very thin sort of line, or there's a very thin sort of metal, it looks like a fountain pen, basically.
Hmm.
Object, like a fountain pen nib on the end of it. It says, this should make what will make us look like one of them, briefly. But if anything goes wrong, I'm going to need your mind-altering effects.
Right, yeah.
Wait, us, so you're coming with us inside?
Yes. Is there a problem with that?
No, just clarifying.
Something I just thought about is that the Order knows Sammy, and she's excommunicated or whatever they call it. I'm sure that they know about Henry and I, and probably you too. I mean, do we have any ideas for disguises?
Well, if my papers work, we shouldn't need them. They should identify as you as different people. And
I guess what I'm more worried about is, what if somebody knows what Sammy looks like and they just happen to see her, even if she's got other papers, for example?
What if Blue is there?
Isn't that what the pen thing is for?
I think that's just to give us the tattoos.
Well, if Anthony's there, I don't think he'll stop us.
Who?
Blue. Anthony. Oh, boy. He's my brother.
See Sammy doing the mental math. You're what?
He's your uncle. It's a long story. Sammy, I want you to roll use magic.
Okay.
Oh.
That's an 11.
Sammy, you remember your interactions with Anthony.
Oh, okay.
Including a few of them that had to do with your mom. So that fills in that a little bit more.
And yelling at him, which caused me to get excommunicated.
Yes. Suddenly the burn on your neck makes a lot more sense.
And does she remember tangentially, at least, Bjorn and Henry helping out during the Skinwalker arc?
You remember some of that, yes, but not all of it, obviously.
Okay.
And there was the rooftop conversation with Helena and Anthony. Yeah.
Yes.
So yep. She would remember.
Yeah. That is probably the most important one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I think you see her almost take like a half step back for a second, like as this kind of like hits her. And she closes her eyes for a second and like kind of rubs that burn spot on her neck. And then, yeah, I started remembering some things.
Okay. That's good, I suppose.
What did you remember?
Anthony. Just anything to do with him specifically.
Well, that's a good sign.
Yeah, I mean, that should tell you a little bit more about me, I guess.
A little. Not too much.
I don't know if this is exactly the time to bring this up, but it's been kind of lost in the shuffle, so to speak, for us, kind of a background thing happening for us. But with all this stuff happening related to this other world trying to break in, I talked with Anthony recently. He's the one who gave me my axe and implied that he knew things that were going on. Talked about a prophecy or something.
What is this about other worlds?
Oh, right.
Sammy not passed things on in the background?
I've been busy for a few weeks trying to find this thing.
Well, maybe it's good we bring this up too then, just because who knows, it could come into play.
You said Anthony talk to you?
Yeah, so we've been dealing with other versions of ourselves. Well, so far just Sammy.
Evil twins.
Coming into Thornvale and doing
what?
Things. Yeah.
Evil what?
Basically the same thing as an evil twin, yeah. An alternate
Sammy
version
shrugs.
Of Sammy has been causing problems in Thornvale and using monsters to work towards some goal.
Although she might not be evil based on last interaction we had with her, but then the weirdness happened with Sammy. He nods toward her and says, "So we're still trying to figure it out, basically."
Bjorn just looks at Henry confused now because he's like, "What do you mean she might not?" Because if I remember right, Bjorn doesn't know that, right?
No, he doesn't know
Bjorn,
that.
You remember up until she kissed you. She would remember that.
Oh,
okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay, I do. Okay, never mind then. Yeah. But Helena's getting confused, so continue.
Yeah, Helena's very confused.
When was the last time you talked to Anthony?
I haven't talked to Anthony since that Skinwalker thing.
Right, so that's kind of my point, is Anthony was in my my kind of rental home. He handed me this axe and was talking about some prophecy and that the Order knew about it. And just the way that he said things, I can't remember exactly how he phrased it, but I think what it was is he said your world. He didn't say our world. He said your world. I tried to call him out on it and he kind of just brushed it off. So it could be nothing, but it could also mean that your Anthony is gone or there's another one here pretending to be him. I don't know. What I was trying to get to is that we learned that these other versions of ourselves are trying to replace us for some reason. We still don't know why.
My Anthony is gone?
I'm not saying that's for sure. He might not even be gone, and then he might just have the other version of him could just be have come to Thornvale to talk to us and tell us things.
Okay.
You need to check up on him is what he's trying to say.
Yeah, we don't know. That's what I'm trying to say is we don't know.
Yeah, it's a little hard to check up on someone when they don't want you to know where they are. But that's not important right now. Regardless of whether he's my Anthony or not, he seems to want to help you, so he'll probably still help us. Okay. If we run into him, but we shouldn't. This location should be mostly empty. Hopefully we don't run across anyone, but it should be mostly empty.
Before we get down the stream here of getting our plan together, I want to start off by saying that I think we need to focus on this objective of getting this item and getting out. I think that's obviously priority number one. Is there any reason that we can think of that we would want to do any more digging while we're here, or do we think that's just a distraction?
I want to get in and get out as quickly as possible.
Yeah. The reason being is the things Anthony was telling me when he mentioned this prophecy, he didn't say too much, but it seemed like it's related to this whole deal with this other reality and whatever it's trying to do.
And what does that have to do with this mission?
Well, I'm not saying it has anything to do with this mission, but if this is our one shot to break into the Order, maybe it's our one shot to learn more about this prophecy.
Either way, we can't do a thing until we get in there, so let's plan.
Well, sometimes you need to slow down, Henry. Sometimes we have to actually plan things. Yes, I agree, but you have to slow down and actually think it through and make sure you're not missing something.
Well, I already have a plan for getting us into there. The difficult thing once we get in there is going to be finding the thing and figuring out where it is. I'm hoping perhaps we can use some of Sammy's magic for it, or I can use some of my objects. We should be able to find it. There should also be like a computer down there from what Tobias has said.
Henry immediately perks up. I might be able to pull something out if you could get me to it.
We've got part of the reference number, so if we could figure it out. But getting in there will not be the difficult part. It'll be finding the thing, but...
And getting out uninhibited.
Yes, getting out.
So this place is at the bottom of an elevator, right? It's not up in a building?
Yes. The Order entrance is hidden in a tattoo shop.
Convenient.
I suppose. But yes, it's hidden in the back of a tattoo shop. We should be able to get past them again with Tobias's help. He has pretty high security clearance, so they shouldn't question him. But if not, I have some paperwork that says that we are inspectors from the New York office.
Let's see here. So we've got a plan to get in. We have an idea once we're in of this computer that we might be able to use to find more information. Is there anything we need to be concerned about getting out? Like if there's some kind of security alert, let's say things go wrong, are we going to be in like a lockdown situation? Do we know anything about that kind of existing, you know, security measure?
Well, yes. If any of the security measures, the elevator will not work to leave and the whole place will lock down. So we're going to have to be careful. And if anyone does notice us, we're going to have to take them out quickly. And she glances over at Sammy and I mean magically, not like take them out.
Right.
Can you do your magic, Sammy?
Yeah. I just did it I guess it's not the first time, but feels like the first time.
Okay. Well, if we can practice tonight, if you could at least do the memory wiping spell that you people are so good at, that will start us somewhere.
Andrew is just internally laughing at the memory spell you got. You are all so good at when it has spawned things like the Blackout Society, so.
Yeah.
But she my people are good at it, so.
And she knows Sammy knows how to do it, so.
Yeah.
All right, do you guys have any questions about what we're planning on doing here?
Get in, get it, get out. Sounds simple enough.
Where exactly is this computer at again? Is it in reception? Is it by the arcane storage?
It's in the arcane storage rooms, yes.
Okay.
As far as I can tell, there's one in the hallways for both of the wings of arcane storage. I don't know where this thing is in there, but if we can get a handle on one of them, at least we can hopefully search for it. And if not, maybe Sammy can track it down somehow.
Okay. I think that makes sense. I mean, if it's got a reference number, that implies there'll be some sort of system that it's categorized by. So that might help us out as well.
I would hope so. But we'll have to be careful in there. It's not just objects, I think, that are held in that area. So we're going to want to make sure we open the right door.
Are you talking magical creatures?
Potentially.
If there were a physical copy of the prophecy that, like, Anthony told Bjorn about, wouldn't Sammy know where that is?
Not right now.
No, she would right now, because she knows order
stuff. Oh, we know you're right, because it's from the before times.
It's from before.
Sammy does not know... Sammy has been told about a prophecy. I don't think Sammy's ever seen it. I don't think Sammy knows how it is kept.
You mean, like, she doesn't know how they store prophecies?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. We have a very compliant order member sitting in front of the TV. Maybe Helena could just ask.
Bjorn gets like a sudden look across his face, and he's just like, holy crap.
Yes, Bjorn?
All right, things are just clicking for me right now.
About?
Earlier today, I was out after everything that happened the night before with Sammy losing her memories, and just the whole thing happened and I was out. I had another vision.
You had a vision?
Sorry, I've been having visions, Helena, related to this whole other world impeding on our own. I've been seeing things, and I think it's been through the other Bjorn's eyes. So...
Okay.
So, it's gonna be a lot, I'm sorry, but this vision I just had, I was in a long hallway, and there was a door at the end of it, and I went and opened that door with a key card that I had, I think. Regardless, I opened the door, and there was a woman sitting on the inside with a mouth that was too large. It was freaky and weird. And she looked at me, and she said my name, and that's what the vision was. And that's important, because whenever I see stuff through the other Bjorn's eyes, he's talking to, at the time, what I thought was just a creature with a too wide grin that appeared to be some kind of oracle, and was showing him things, and that's kind of how I got my visions of what was going to happen in our world. So what if it's not a thing that they use to get prophecies, but a creature?
It's possible. I see. You think it's here.
Yes, I think it could be here.
Does that matter?
Yes, because I've only gotten visions when it's related to something I'm about to do. And it's usually been important. The last couple have actually helped us kind of prepare for what's going to happen.
In what way?
I mean, think about it this way. If this other reality is trying to do something that involves replacing us, and they use this creature for prophecy, and the Order has prophecies, like, what if this is going to help us somehow? What if this is a way for us to learn more about what's going on?
So what are you proposing we do about it, exactly?
I'm proposing that when we get
we
to that computer...
steal the Oracle?
Maybe. I was just going to say, when we get to that computer and we figure out where this Witch Stone is, we also try and figure out where this, what I'm just going to call the Oracle, is at.
Either way,
and
it's going to have
to be fast.
And we're
just supposed to walk out with it? Because the... I don't know if you noticed, the Witch Stone, it's like the slightly bigger than a silver dollar. You can fit it in your pocket. I mean, girl cannot fit in our pocket.
I know an invisibility spell.
Do you?
Yes.
I would advise against that. I think that's a bit too risky.
Like I said, we don't necessarily have to remove the Oracle. I feel this need to talk to it.
So you just want to meet her?
At the very least, I feel like I have to.
Okay, we'll see what happens. I can't give any promises, because that just adds complications to an already complicated situation.
I know, I agree. I'm normally the kind of person who would say, let's not just add distractions to plans, but sometimes things are important enough to warrant it, and I think this could be one of them.
All right, we'll see. Are there any other questions before we begin your magic practice for the night and go to sleep?
I'm curious, is this a house or a hotel of some type?
You're in a hotel.
Where we're at.
I think Henry, just kind of to break up the tension a little, and plus it matters to him, she goes, is there any other question? He looks and he goes, where's the room service menu? You got one of those?
This place does not have room service.
What?
But you can DoorDash something if you want to, I guess.
Ugh, fine.
Ugh. Are there any real questions?
What?
Yeah, do we know whether or not they have some kind of magic to prevent people who've been excommunicated coming in? I mean, they always made it seem that way. I'm surprised no one's killed me yet, to be honest.
As far as I know, they claim not to have any magical protections anywhere except the arcane storage area. Whether they do or not, I'm not 100% sure. Tobias doesn't seem to be able to answer that. I'm hoping that they are simply relying on sight for that sort of thing.
I mean, the burn tattoo is a pretty obvious mark.
Yes, and hopefully they will not think to check us with our credentials and with Tobias's help. But some things I've not been able to find out about, and that is one of them.
All right, so just to run through it one more time then, the plan is simply use Tobias's clearance to get in and use your papers as kind of just supporting that. Go down the elevator to this level, just walk right over to the arcane storage and use a computer to learn exactly where this object is, retrieve it, and get out.
That's the plan. And we'll need to be there at 7 o'clock tomorrow, because that's when Tobias is supposed to check in. All right. Well, if that's settled, then I invite you all to get some rest for the night. You're welcome to get your own rooms if you want, or else you can use... There's two couches out there, and there's the other bed in here. Tobias will sleep wherever I tell him to. All right.
I can make use of the couch.
So what do you guys want to do? I think you guys need to practice with Sammy's forgetting spell.
We do need to do that. It would probably be good to, if we can, have her try to remember the memory spell, too. In case we have to get, like, you know, extract information from somebody. If we capture somebody or, you know, who knows what.
Oh, the memory deep dive one?
Yeah. Heck, maybe she can even do that on the Oracle. I don't know if that's a good idea or not.
Did I remember the pocket dimension move that Miguel taught me between arcs?
Yes, because it had to do with Miguel. You would actually, okay. You would probably remember being taught how to do the, I think Miguel was the one who taught you how to do the looking into someone's head move as well.
Yeah.
Wasn't he also the memory wipe, or was that one of us?
I think it was one of you guys.
Hmm.
I don't remember.
But either way, Sammy needs to practice it, so.
How do I practice it on someone?
Well, there's Tobias out there. He will do whatever Helena says.
Yeah, just use Tobias and just make him forget, like, the last 5 minutes.
Okay. Poor Tobias. Yeah, I'll do that.
I think Henry is just prepping in his own mind how he's going to do this and, like, going through what he might have to do when he gets hold of the computer. But I think he is also going to be sending a message, or maybe he'll call, actually. I think he's going to call his dad. I think he's going to call James.
Sure, Henry, let's have you call your dad first, and then we'll try out Sammy's testing of her powers to make sure they work.
All right.
You call up your dad. Hello?
Hey, Dad. Dad, it's me.
Hey, Henry.
Hi.
How you doing?
Well, I'm okay. Well, might get a little bit messy tomorrow. I know I haven't been keeping up with... keeping you up to date on stuff, but I thought you might want to know. We Sammy's mom, actually, she says she might have a lead on a way to help Gideon, maybe even turn him back.
Really?
Yeah, we're actually in Georgia right now, but we're tomorrow we're gonna have to do something. Makes me a bit nervous, actually. I don't know if we had mentioned to you, or you know, that Sammy was part of some secret organization, right? The Order.
And you just want to explain what you're doing to your dad?
Yeah, just,
You explain that, and he says,
That sounds like a lot.
Yeah, it kind of is. And then he goes silent for a second, and he says, I will admit, I kind of wanted to live out a Mission Impossible at some point, but this wasn't really the idea I had in mind.
And he laughs.
Don't worry, Henry. You're gonna do all right. Don't worry. You got this.
I mean, it would be pretty epic if I was the one who managed to grab something and turn my cousin back, right? I mean, that'd be pretty cool.
It sounds like it.
And while I'm gone, can you would you mind check in on Uncle Stanley? He seems a little, I don't know. He seems to be just a little off somehow. I don't know what's going on. If anything, I could be overthinking it. I'm not sure, but just check in on it for me, will you?
Of course, something seems off. We're trying to heal his kid.
Yeah. Oh, I'll be happy to check in on Stanley for you.
Great. Great. Thank you so much. I miss you a bunch. I miss you a whole bunch, but I'll be back soon. Okay?
Bye, Henry.
All right, Sammy. So you want to test out your powers on poor Tobias? I think you and your mom kind of like work out a plan where she's going to go ask him to get her something from the fridge, and then you're going to wipe his mind. And if you do it properly, he'll forget that he was told to get something from the fridge.
Okay.
So it's kind of an easy way to check.
That sounds like me in real life when my husband asks me to get him something, except I just have ADHD, so.
Yeah. All right. So go ahead and roll use magic, Sammy.
12.
All right. Yeah. So you pretty easily knock him back out, and he just kind of is on the couch. Just as he starts to stand up, you kind of touch him on the forehead and use this spell, and he just knocks right back out. And a couple seconds later, probably Bjorn wakes him back up, I think is able to kind of magically wake him back up.
Magically?
Well, you know, you're able to like wake him up faster. Okay. You know.
Gotcha.
We did it with smelling salts last time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a couple seconds later, Bjorn is able to use those smelling salts he has in his kit to wake this poor guy back up. And he looks around and he goes,
oh, I'm sorry. I must have dozed off.
It's okay. No worries. He's just like patting him on the shoulder.
Thanks.
And he just kind of zones out.
Hmm. I think Bjorn like walks over to like Sammy and Helena and he just says, well, that seemed to work pretty well. Do we want to try the memory spell too?
We could do that. Are you ready for that, Sammy?
Sure. I mean, that went well, so all I can do is try.
All right. Well, normally you kind of notice that sort of thing, right? I don't want to do too much magic to him.
That's true.
Well, we could knock him out again. And
I mean, she could also just do it to one of us.
That's true.
It's not going to hurt.
I could do it if you'd like.
Whoever wants to, I guess. I don't know.
So, Sammy, go ahead and roll use magic again.
Okay. Gonna look into my mom's head, which is a little weird.
Wouldn't this 14. Be a way...
14.
Don't go too far back to when she was in Thornvale. You might not like what you see.
Mm-mm. I was just thinking that.
So what are you what are you looking back at?
I don't know. I'm just trying to... I don't really know this lady, you know?
How far back do you delve?
Okay, hear me out. If this is past Sammy, and she doesn't remember that much of her mom, and she can look at anything in her mom's brain, she's gonna look back at why she abandoned her in the first place.
Oh my god.
Oh,
well, isn't this a way to make yourself remember why
Holy
you know
crap.
Your mom?
Okay.
Ooh.
Give me a second.
Because she doesn't know. And that's like the whole question that she's been trying to get answers from, you know, up until this point about her mom.
I mean, if this doesn't shake her memory back into full reality, I don't know what would.
Yeah, give me a second. I have to think about how I want to do this scene.
Sorry.
Gosh, you're just going to go back to when you were born.
Yeah.
I was not expecting you to look that far back.
Doesn't hurt to go that far
like,
back,
I'm
right?
just trying to play it. If it were not past Sammy, like if it were future, like present Sammy, it would be different. But because this is past Sammy, that's got to be what she looks for, just to see if it works, you know?
Sammy, you're kind of searching for this moment back in time. And I think your brain draws you to a certain memory of your mom's. And you see her knocking on a door. A couple seconds, the door opens, and you see Anthony, who kind of looks tired and then suddenly looks down and looks appalled, shocked. And he says,
Helena, what are you doing here? And is that your blood?
And Helena is shaking, and she kind of collapses into his arms, and he pulls her out of the hallway of into this room and shuts the door behind him. And after a couple of seconds of sobbing and crying, she kind of looks down at her hands that are covered in blood, and she says,
she's dead. The witch that was chasing me, she's dead.
And he says, that's good, right? And she says, no, it's not good. They'll never stop. We have to... I want you to do what I told you to.
what we talked about. And he shakes his head and he says, Helena, no, that is a... Like, you can't just abandon her. And she says, if I don't, they'll never stop chasing me. They won't search for her there. But if I... I don't want to lose her. And at that moment, Sammy, you are snapped back.
Oh. I think Sammy immediately snaps her hand back and has some tears in her eyes as she does so.
And Helen takes a couple of steps away from you and kind of shakes her head. She squeezes her eyes shut, and you could see there's some tears in her eyes too. Like, she seems to have known what you were looking at. And she kind of turns away from you.
I'm sorry, I didn't really know what I was doing. I just
Sammy
thought about something.
Sammy, it's okay. It's all right. And she kind of walks over to the window, sort of looking out on the night skyline. Just, why don't you all get some rest? Enough magic practice for one day. She kind of rubs her head. And with that, I think we are going to find out what happens next time.
All right.
Oh, wow.